Showtime.
Whoa.
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number five.
Hey, the secret to a long life from a woman who's 112 years old. And let me tell you something.
Wow.
If I were to make it to 112, I wouldn't take anything for granted. I wouldn't buy green bananas. The avocados would have to be ripe and mushy the moment I purchased them. Don't take anything for granted if you're 112.
No, you wouldn't order a well-done steak even, would you? You'd be eating, not that you should be anyway, like just barely, just knock its horns off, wipe its bum and wave it over a candle. That'll do. But anyway, there is a lady, her name's Lucy Tricasse, and she just turned 112, and
God,
she's got what she thinks is the secret to her long life.
Well, I never drink coffee. I drink milk. I think it's milk. I don't drink it, but I still like beer. She and I split one.
Oh, she splits a beer with a friend every day. How lovely is that?
I guess she celebrated her 112th birthday by spitting.
She didn't spit on a beer. She split a beer, love.
She split a beer.
She didn't spit a beer. Good Lord, what's wrong with you?
Well, I was going to say, if she's spitting on anybody, I bet you there's some teeth coming along for that life.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
This is not going to be easy for you to hear, but it needs to be said.
Number four.
One of the little joys in my life is finding bargains. Now, I know, Sharon, you like to go to the secondhand stores, the gently used stores, the
thrift
the vintage
stores
places.
And vintage stores. Yeah. I love it. Love.
For me, I love finding bargains, I kid you not, on toilet paper and paper towels.
Oh, my God. How bloody exciting. Really? How exciting.
If I find, you know, like 20 rolls of toilet paper for $6.99, I am so thrilled with that because I'm not paying full price. I know that they're going to go on sale. And when my wife laughs at me because I'll come home with like, oh,
the whole back of the car and you're hauling in.
We have toilet paper till 2019. Right? It's just literally. They're in closets. They're under the counter. I mean, they're everywhere.
I wonder if this is part of some of primal ancestral thing, the hunting and gathering thing.
Like I think that's it.
You like to go out and you like to get the big animal and drag it back to the cave. For you, it just happens to be toilet paper and paper towel, which is pretty unsexy, really. I think I'd be looking for something better to get a bar. I'd be looking for my favorite wine, maybe. Look for when that's on there, you get a killer deal on that and buy a couple of cases or something. I have an uncle in Australia, and he used to buy chocolate. And for him, because Australia's metric, so we do things in grams and kilograms and whatnot. But he used to say if chocolate costs more than 1 cent a gram, he was out. It was like, had to be a centigram or less. And I'm like, really? So if it was 200 gram block of chocolate, then he wouldn't pay more than $2
See,
for it.
I'm watching the market. It's like gold to me. When toilet paper and the paper towels are on cheap, look out.
Look out, baby.
I am stocking up.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
You know what I love? I love watching MMA, the UFC. I love watching sports. What I don't get sometimes is, especially in boxing or in the UFC, is the trash talking. Especially when the trash talker usually gets their butt handed to them.
It's an intimidation thing. It's a psychological thing, isn't it, really, to try and
sure.
throw someone off their
Does
game.
Does it really work, though?
Tell them how much you enjoyed their mum last night or whatever it was. Well, I mean, what is trash talking?
Well, you went there pretty quickly. Holy cow, that was wow. Right to the mum conversation.
Isn't that, how much you enjoyed your wife laughing, whatever it is, right? But that's isn't that usually what, I remember having a softball game, it was a group of Rotary clubs having an annual softball game, and I remember trying to trash talk. I was called the backstop,
yes,
and I was trying to trash talk the batter who was playing for another Rotary club, and I was telling her how much I enjoyed her mum last night just to be silly. It totally threw her off, though. It totally was.
You know, trash talking and Rotary club in the same sentence just doesn't feel like it goes together.
Oh, jeez.
Good question for Siri, though. Siri, what do you think about people who trash talk?
there is a huge difference between talking trash and being brutally honest with someone about how terrible they are. Talking trash is what happens when people are insecure about themselves and want to say terrible things to try to drag someone down to their level. Being brutally honest is just saying the truth, and if it hurts the person's feelings, then oh well. Stop living in a fantasy world. The problem arises when people think someone is talking trash to them because they can't accept the fact that they are a loser who sucks at something.
Jeez, that was brutal. But Siri, I did enjoy your mum last night.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number two.
We have actually relatives who show up at our place for dinner constantly, which is nice because we reciprocate. We show up to their place all the time. But they always show up empty-handed. They never show up with flowers for Lisa or a bottle of wine for me. It's like, you know that I like red wine, right?
Do they drink?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got the same. We have one person, and I have to be careful here because they could well be listening, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe this is like a passive-aggressive way of letting them know.
Yeah, I think people need to be called out. If you're showing up for dinner, bring something. It doesn't have to be wine, but bring something.
Well, if you're drinking wine, I mean, it's normally, I mean, that's the accepted thing. If you're going to be drinking wine, then you bring a bottle of wine, or, I mean, we usually take two or more because we drink a lot. Most of our friends drink a lot. But this particular friend comes, and he's been, it's a single guy. And he comes over empty-handed every single time. But Cliff, he doesn't only just drink. He gets up and goes to the fridge or to the counter and just helps himself to more as well. So he's a help-yourselfer kind of a guy with the wine, but never has brought anything. And it's getting to the point where lots of times when we invite friends over, they say, what do you want us to bring? And I'll just say, listen, I got the menu covered. Don't worry about it. And people just normally bring wine. I mean, that's just, you know, that's natural, just the way it kind of happens.
Here's what surprises me in the story, though, Sharon. How have you not said anything? You have, of anybody I know, absolutely no filter. If somebody walked in the door without a bottle of wine, I in my head, I'm hearing Sharon go, what, you don't even bring a bottle of wine?
Well, how do you say that in the moment? I mean, you can't. Do you want me to? Oh, where's the wine? There is no wine. Oh, you can't really do that. But honestly, it's getting to the point. I just don't want to invite him over anymore.
Yeah.
Because I just think it's.
You're not a restaurant.
Oh, and he never takes his shoes off. We always take our shoes off. Friends come over and we just take our shoes off, and he never takes his shoes off, and it's kind of like. I guess I should have said something the very first time. Hey, would you mind taking your shoes off? But I didn't because it was his first time over, and I just kind of felt awkward asking him.
Okay, I've got it. Here's what. Next time he comes over, he doesn't take his shoes off. You say, hey, what's his name?
Oh, I'm not going to say his name on the radio. I'll do a nice try, though.
Okay, Bob, since you still have your shoes on, why don't you run to the liquor store and buy us a bottle of wine?
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I love that. That is smart. I'm doing it.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
You ever wonder what your kids are actually doing at college when they're away from home? How they're using their free time?
Oh, parents, it must be actually hard. And you've gone through this. Your eldest daughter lives in Toronto, and did she go to college there as well?
Yeah, she actually went to the same university that I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she was off, and did your imagination just run wild sometimes about what mischief she could be in, or you just got to trust that you raised her right?
Well, remember, it was my alma mater, so I know what the trouble that she was getting in most of the time, and we can't turn a blind eye to that. You know what your kids are doing. But but even today, I mean, with technology and the way they can do most of their stuff online, there's way more time on their hands to do other stuff that really has no relevance to their education, right?
But this is genius in its own little way, though. There is a college student in Arizona, and he's rigged up the door of his dorm room to play a Seinfeld bass line every time it's open. So every time someone comes through his college dorm room, this is what happens.
Come in.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
he wants to leave it up forever. I think his friends need to take it one step further. They all need to come bursting in the room like Kramer and go straight to the fridge and start helping themselves to the food.
I like that.
That would just complete it.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should end every one of our little talk segments like this.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.